on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
Okay, I'm so excited about this. We've been trying to do this, and there's been so much breaking news. Have you heard about? Hey, have you heard about this treasure? Have
you been? Oh, you know what? I'm glad you are, because I've heard about it through the years, but I don't know all the details of how it was found. And,
okay.
Yeah, and I don't know if there was a fake find or something last week.
Yes, okay. And it involves a woman in Rogers Park. We're going to talk to her in just a minute, let me give you the background. I have been fascinated by this story. As you say, for over years, we've heard of this treasure chest that's hidden in the Rocky Mountains. This eccentric art dealer, Forrest Fenn, getting on. He's almost 90. He created this, in 2010, in his memoir. He has like a riddle, a poem. Not very long. I've got it somewhere here. I can even read some of it to you at some point. It just basically saying there is a treasure buried out in the Rockies. It's worth $1 million. And you can go find it, and it's rightfully yours. All you got to do is follow this little riddle. And over the years, you saw adventurous and people of all sorts going out.
People died, right?
Yes. Isn't that crazy? It's like an Indiana Jones movie. I mean, they had this map that basically represented this wide swath of the Rocky Mountains. And then they had this riddle. And then they knew that this treasure chest with gold coins and ancient artifacts and all kinds of, in a bronze chest, was out there hidden. And you found it. You got to keep it. Well, then this last week, I was like, wow, they found it. They, being a guy, and the only way he was described is a guy back east. They're like, yeah, he doesn't want to really know. You don't want anybody to know about him. This is a guy back east. I'm like, well, that's weird. If I found that, I'd want to tell everybody. But he didn't. He's a guy back east. A man back east. Is how he was described. So, okay, great. It's found. It's a big deal. Forrest Fenn was interviewed about it. He said, it's kind of, bittersweet because I wanted this to go on a little longer. But anyway, it's found. Hold up a second. There's a woman in Rogers Park. Her name is Barb Anderson. She says this treasure is rightfully hers. And I actually believe her, because I know it sounds strange. You're like, how is it hers? She's got a lawsuit. And I've read it, and I've read more about her and her background, and I'm just so happy she's able to call into the program, Barb. So thank you for telling your side of the story here. Oh, we gotta grab her. She's referencing her, but she's got this. We've got this, she dropped the call, so we got to get her back. We've got her lawsuit here in front of us, and let me just tell you about this. Apparently, Barb Anderson. Just a little background on her, but I want her to speak for herself. She had been looking for this treasure for years and years herself, and she was considered the lead solver by Forrest Fenn himself, the eccentric art dealer who had set this whole thing up. She was the one who was farthest along and closest to getting it, but somehow her knowledge was transferred into the hands of the man back east, and she's claiming it's via a hacking and something else that has happened here. I guess the two of you had made contact with each other. Barb, thanks for calling into the show. Oh, Barb, your line is so bad again. Would you mind trying to call back one more time? I mean, can I hear you? Let's try it.
Wait, hold on. Turn off the car and see if
that does it, because I am dying to hear your story. I read the lawsuit, and I know that you had a relation, like a guy reached out, this man who allegedly won this treasure. He had reached out to you and had some conversations with you. Some text messages were exchanged. There are call logs that show this. And you believe what? He hacked you and got your information? Is that the basis here?
Well, I'm as confused as you at this point. we're trying to figure out, and it's kind of a mystery here. I'm still here in New Mexico, and I've been in limbo since the announcement, and trying to figure out whether it was found and not retrieved, and therefore I still have the potential of being the finder / solver, and I simply haven't retrieved it yet, or if someone hacked and followed me to the spot because of some strange circumstances that predated my coming here and then continued through the announcement.
Strange circumstances. What would that be?
Well, before I got here, I started getting a series of prank text messages through a pranking app. And this had happened about a year ago. And then I, after the solve, these pranks were nothing to do with Forrest Fenn, and they I purposely avoided the topic. And then I think if you have a copy of the lawsuit, you can see basically that the pranker knew all about why it was here. You know, it was basically bragging to have it in his possession and to be in Mexico with it and taunting me and, you know, making personal jabs and inappropriate remarks. So the question is, what were those text messages a hoax or were they legitimate and this and I was stalked and hacked?
Do you believe that actually your information, do you believe your data that you had, you know, I think over the course of years, right, that you have assembled in the relationship to where this treasure was, do you think that was stolen from your computer?
If someone else is there besides me, it had to be, because really? This puzzle had to be solved twice to get to a very, very remote area. I've been here constantly for 3 years. There has been no one in this very, very remote area. So I'm waiting to find out what's going on. And I'm sitting here car camping in New Mexico waiting for that.
Oh, so wait, you said you cut out there for a second. For 30 years, Barb, you've been trying to find this? How many?
2 to 3 years I've been finding it. About 2 to 3 years ago, I found what I found to be the 9th clue. And then after that point, it took me about 2 to 3 more years to find the location where I believe it actually was physically hidden.
Now, if you found the 9th clue, would that mean no one else could find it? Do you pick that up physically and it's not there anymore? Or is that not how it works?
No, the 9th clue was not located at the 9th clue. So you had to go then reevaluate the poem, resolve the poem to get from the 9th clue to the physical location.
And you said you'd have to go there twice. You said someone would have to go there twice to this area that it's really remote and only you've been in. Is that because of the weight of the treasure? Is it?
No. What I mean is that you have to solve the puzzle twice. You have to solve it once to get to the 9th clue. And then you have to resolve it to get from the 9th clue physically to the final hiding spot.
Okay. So I've seen you say in this lawsuit that basically you believe he stole it from you, that the treasure was taken from you, and that you're the rightful owner. Is that correct?
Yeah. I mean, at this point, I'm confused as to whether someone is doing a hoax on me or whether... And I'm truly the finder, and I'm still just waiting for the final little, you know, push over the edge to get to see where it's hidden. And these text messages are just a prank, you know, a nasty prank, or whether someone truly was stalking me. So, you know, I'm getting confused. There's confusing signals because, for example, when Forrest says that it was found under a canopy of stars, well, that has meaning to me in terms of what I've done and the pictures I've taken at the site. So is he alluding to me or is he being poetic?
But here's the deal. He being the art dealer who put this treasure and buried it and set up the whole riddle and the memoir and the whole game, if you will, said it's solved. We got our guy and it's a man back east. It's found. Okay, but he said it's a man back east. That's not you. A man back east.
Well, he switched genders. So the question, and if that's true, then how the heck did he get there? Because it's a very remote area. So then the question is, does found mean found like known the area, or does found mean found and retrieved? Forrest is very precise in his verbiage, and he plays with you on words. And there's several examples over the years that he's played word games with people. And those word games to get to the final spot.
Okay. This riddle sounds so complex, and you spent years and years and years. I'm rooting for you, Barb. I really am. I'm a Rogers Park native. You're a Rogers Parker, and it sounds like you were hot on the trail, and you were the best person to get this. And if it was stolen from you, I hate that, because that's not right. But I didn't even know this additional wrinkle that maybe has not been truly granted. They haven't handed over this treasure yet, that this may be yet another little sort of piece of the puzzle.
I am hoping. And the other term I do is hope and wait for Forrest to chime in. Right now, I've been silent for the last, and the rush has meaning too in terms of the final stop. So I think he basically said it's been found and he's rushed train something. Well, that's important in terms of the final solve area as well. So is he trying to tell me that I'm, you know, I should be heading over to more of a lush area or what? I was back there today looking around some more and moving a couple things around, and I'm still just, you know, killing time waiting.
But you can't reach out directly?
The last couple of years anyway.
You can't just reach out to Forrest Fenn and say, okay, is it truly over or not?
He will only comment publicly. So now we have to sit and wait for his next public comment.
Oh my gosh. But he said publicly in an interview I saw, the chase is over. But you're saying that might not mean that.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
The chase is over. What does that mean relative to me? The chase is over to maybe everybody else, and he's not encouraging people to get out there. But I'm still in the dark.
Boy, this is very deep. Well, Barb, please keep us posted. I hope you get it. I hope you do. I mean, it sounds like you're right there in the position.
And if I don't, I certainly have a lot of questions to ask.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. But wait, can't you go find it if you're physically there now? I mean, if you know the location.
Well, it's very well hidden. I mean, I've been here since October. I found this final spot in October, and it's blatant. And so I've been, you know, back and forth in October, you know, trying to physically find it. So how does somebody come out of nowhere in a geographical area that I've been intensely searching and then just like straight to it?
Mm-hmm. Doesn't make sense. You're right.
Right.
Well, I hope that you're pointing out something that it's just an interesting wrinkle, but it's more than that. It could mean that you will still get this treasure. Barb, will you let us know what happens next?
Yeah, I mean, I'm hoping something positive. I'm trying to remain positive, and Forrest and I have teased each other over the years, and I hope that he's just waiting to comment publicly, and so I'm trying to, you know, be patient here.
Yeah, me too.
For now.
That's hard to do.
Yeah.
But yes. But you've been patient for so many years.
I mean, if I find that somebody truly did come and grab it from right underneath me, that's part of the point of the poem is greed, and the remember the song One Tin Soldier, and how people, you know, how people will misbehave when money's involved and treasure's involved. Well, that was one of the many themes, positive themes about this. And you know, gosh, if that was truly stolen from me as the true solver, that would fit right into that song, wouldn't it?
Well, and it would also not be in the spirit, it seems, of the whole adventure, it seems to me.
But, right. I mean, the whole point is the person who solves the poem is the person who's supposed to find it, and not the guy who followed the solver to get to the spot.
Or hacked him, right.
So we'll have to see. We're in limbo, so it's an interesting story, and I guess they're doing it nationally, a couple of different pieces. Tonight's supposed to be Inside Edition. So we'll see. We'll see.
We'll be watching, Barb.
Positive and wait.
And
thank you.
Please let us know, okay? Will you keep us posted? Please.
So go back and listen to that song for me.
I know it well.
One Tin Soldier, you know. Yeah, so anyway, you have a lovely day, and thank you for your interest.
Good luck. Good luck with it all. It's 2:50. It's Monday afternoon. What a fascinating story.